This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Protesters outside of the Constitution Court building as the Democratic Republic of Congo presidential runner-up Martin Fayulu has challenged the outcome of the country's election in court, claiming he defeated opposition candidate Felix Tshisekedi in a wide margin. Fayulu's opposition coalition said Friday he captured 61% of the vote, citing figures from the Catholic Church, which placed 40,000 election observers across the Central African country. Fayulu, who has members of the Republican Bard deployed outside his home, called for a manual recount of the election. Palestinians took to the streets on Saturday to march at the funeral of a 44-year-old woman killed by Israeli troops during Gaza border protests yesterday. Gaza medics said the woman, identified as Amal Abu Sultan by Gaza's health ministry on Friday, was shot in the head. Israel's military said it opened fire in response to grenade and rock attacks and breaches of the frontier. A spokesman for the Gaza health ministry said another 25 Palestinians were wounded by Israeli gunfire during the mass demonstration, a weekly event along the border since March the 30th. The New York Times is reporting that FBI officials were so alarmed by President Donald Trump's behavior after he fired former FBI Director James Comey that they started investigating whether he was working against American interests. Now, the Times cited anonymous former law enforcement officials and others familiar with the investigation Friday, who said counterintelligence investigators looked into whether or not President Trump was knowingly working for Russia or had unwittingly fallen under Moscow's influence. Law enforcement officials have previously confirmed that after the firing, the FBI opened up an investigation. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's confident the United States and Turkey can agree on a way to protect Kurdish rebels in Syria after the American troop withdrawal. Pompeo has spoken to Turkey's foreign minister and says a possible agreement is a work in progress. The Secretary of State says it can be achieved so as to allow the Turks to defend their country while leaving alone Kurds who don't pose a threat. Pompeo says he's optimistic that Kurds who fought alongside U.S. forces against the Islamic State group in Syria won't be abandoned. Turkey considers many of Syria's Kurdish groups to be terrorists and has pledged to attack them. The U.S. said late Friday that it is implementing the orderly withdrawal of forces from northeast Syria that are involved in the fight against Islamic State terrorist group. Pentagon spokesman Commander Sean Robertson said in a statement that Operation Inherent Resolve is implementing the withdrawal within a framework coordinated across the U.S. government. Earlier Friday, the U.S. denied that it was withdrawing troops from Syria, saying only equipment was being removed. A day after threatening to declare a national emergency to get money he wants for a border wall, President Trump says he's in no hurry. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The dispute with Democrats over wall funding has led to the nation's longest government shutdown. The president's been threatening to declare an emergency as a way of going around Congress. Today he called it the easy solution. But
I'm not going to do it so fast, because this is something Congress should do.
Though there's no indication lawmakers would. As the impasse continues, some 800,000 government workers missed paychecks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Finally, with all the talk of walls and government shutdowns in Puerto Rico last night, Broadway sensation Lin-Manuel Miranda brought his musical masterpiece Hamilton home to raise funds for his countrymen still struggling from the devastation of Hurricane Maria. Now, this is his first time performing in his homeland in 9 years. Miranda took over the lead role, which he actually created. He was asked about the United States government rechanneling funds specifically designated for Puerto Rico in the event of a national emergency is declared in the U.S.
It's funny, I was backstage tonight, there's a line King George sings that in a British accent sounds like, they say the price of my wall's not a price that they're willing to pay. And that hit me for the first time. I'd never heard it that way until tonight. I think that's absolutely monstrous.
And I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.